last few months is we've been looking at the book of 1 Corinthians, and I do want to continue with that, but I'm not going to do that until next week, because I thought that today, being quite a significant week, I just felt that it would be good to talk on a different subject, and that is the subject of remembrance. We have already just thought about that remembrance, today being Remembrance Sunday. We've remembered, I trust, those who sacrificed their lives for our freedom. And so that has been something that we have remembered this week. Also, many of you will have remembered what happened on Thursday. We used to sing a little rhyme when we were kids. Remember, remember, the 5th of November, gunpowder, treason and plot. I see no reason why this season, something season, should ever be forgot. Do you remember that? Anybody else remember that little rhyme? And it was, good. I missed a little bit out somewhere. But there was a requirement, really, that we do remember what happened on the 5th of November 1605, when Guy Fawkes and his mates tried to blow up the Houses of Parliament and destroy our freedom and our democracy. And that's been a regular thing, a regular event that we've enjoyed ever since childhood, most of us here. But those of us that were from this country, I know some of you are from abroad, you may wonder what on earth I'm talking about. And as kids, we always used to build bonfires and have firework parties. And that's kind of changed now into something a little bit different, where we have big public events, but not this year because of the restrictions. But Guy Fawkes Day, as we know it, 5th of November each year, is a day on which we remember a particular event that took place. And then, of course, the other thing that we've just remembered, which is something that we do every time we meet together, and which Neil this morning led us in, was we have remembered the Lord Jesus Christ and his death and his resurrection. And so remembrance seems to be very much a theme of what is taking place today. Jesus said, "Do this in remembrance of me." And we read that the early disciples did that every day from house to house whenever they met one another. And so there is importance to our remembering certain things. Fellas, if you forget your wedding anniversaries or your wife's birthdays, you will be in big trouble, because it is important that we remember those sorts of things. And we always remember birthdays and anniversaries, and we can think back to things that have happened on important days in our own lives, whether it was our wedding day, whether it was particular birthdays, whether it was our children's birth or our second birth. That many of us, it'd been great to hear some testimonies of people, how they were born again, and we remember that those times particularly. But we also remember other things. We remember the holidays we went on, the good times that we have had in the past. And it is a good thing to remember this stuff. When we go on holiday or when we have a special event, we inevitably take photographs, or we buy postcards or buy a t-shirt or something like that, that helps us to remember the things that took place and the things that we enjoyed at that particular time. And then, of course, there is the remembrance of certain religious events throughout the year, celebrations that we do annually to mark particular occasions. And the obvious ones that we celebrate and that are celebrated generally are those at Christmas and at Easter. There are, of course, many other religious festivals during the year, most of which we've all forgotten about and dropped off. There's Whitsun or Pentecost, there's Ascension Day, and then there's all sorts of saints' days. And of course, in time gone by, people used to organize their lives by these different saints' days and church events and the church calendar. They were what were known as holy days, from which we get our word holiday, because that was their holiday. That was the only holidays they got back then. And of course, nowadays, very little of that is celebrated in our nation. And the original meanings behind those events have been forgotten or are downplayed. Some people don't even know what happened at Christmas or at Easter. Some kids growing up in our nation do not know what it is we are celebrating. And even the authorities are trying to downplay it. They don't call it, some local authorities don't even call it Christmas anymore. They call it the Winter Festival or something like that, because they think that ascribing it to some Christian event would not meet with the approval of other religions. What a load of rubbish. We do need to remember these things. And of course, I do know that these events didn't actually happen, that they weren't the dates they actually happened on. Jesus was actually was not born on December the 25th. But nevertheless, I think it is good that we have particular occasions where we remember these significant events in our Christian heritage and our history. Now, back in Old Testament times, God specifically required his people to remember important events in their lives and in their history. And there were, in fact, seven Jewish feasts or festivals that the people living in Old Testament times were obliged to keep, and which today, even today, many of the Jews continue to remember these things. And it's worth just mentioning what they were. They come in three groups. There were kind of like three periods of time, but there were seven separate festivals. And the first of those was Passover, commemorating, of course, the time that the angel of death passed over the homes of the Israelites shortly before they left Egypt to go towards the promised land. That's followed the following day by the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and then the Sunday following that is what the Jews call Shavuot, or the Feast of First Fruits. And that's the first little group. And then 50 days later, of course, we have the celebration of Pentecost, or the Feast of Weeks, which was when the harvest was brought in. And then in the third group of feasts, we have Rosh Hashanah, the Day of Atonement, where they blow the Feast of Trumpets, the Day of Atonement, and then the Feast of Tabernacles, which is where the Israelites commemorated dwelling in booths during their 40 years in the wilderness. And so they had events that they celebrated annually that reminded them of things, that significant things in their history that had been done in the past. And I think it is important that they were to do that. And of course, I mean, if I do this, I shall digress slightly, but we recognize now that there is a prophetic significance in each of those seven events. That Passover speaks of the crucifixion, the Feast of Unleavened Bread speaks of Christ's burial, First Fruit speaks of Christ's resurrection, Pentecost, of course, was when the Holy Spirit came, Acts chapter 2, and then the ones we have yet to look forward to, the Feast of Trumpets, speaking to us of the forthcoming rapture, the Day of Atonement, the Second Coming, and Tabernacles, God dwelling again with man. So important feasts of the Jews, which many of them still celebrate today, and that were given to them as a reminder of what God had done for them throughout history and in time past. Now, when I was preparing this message and thinking about remembrance, I did it from a blank sheet of paper, which is what I normally do. But then it occurred to me when I got this far that I'd done some of this stuff in previous years. So I managed to look up some old notes, and there's some more things I wrote down here. So this is not inspirational. This is just kind of extra material for you to bless you, because as well as that annual remembrance, there were some. I've got my big old notes file now of way back. There were physical symbols or physical objects that they used to remember things by. And what I wrote down here was they had tassels on their garments. That's in Numbers 15. And it reminded them of the commandments and precepts of the Jewish law. There was the laying up of the manna that they put within the ark, and that was to remind them of God's provision in the wilderness. There were the stones, the precious stones in the ephod that the priests wore, and that reminded them of the responsibilities of the priesthood for the 12 tribes. Then, do you remember that incident where Dathan and Abihu and the other rebels died before the Lord? And God told Moses to take the brazen censers that they had used to offer incense and to cover the altar with them as a reminder of the event that had taken place. And then, of course, when they eventually entered the Promised Land, there were other reminders that the children of Israel set up. They took the 12 stones from the middle of the Jordan and set them up to commemorate their crossing of the Jordan on dry ground. And then the eastern tribes, the tribes of Reuben and Gad and the half tribe of Manasseh, set up an altar to remind them that they were still part of Israel, although they were living on the eastern side of Jordan. And so we've got different reminders, different ways of remembering things that have taken place in the past. One of the great ways of remembering things is to write things down. And of course, today we have the Bible, which was written for us, and we have all that history recorded for us. We have also very many Christian books written by some great authors. But in olden times, they had to remember in other ways. They remembered the Ten Commandments because they were written on two tablets of stone, and they were kept in the Ark of the Covenant. And then they had the priests had these what they call phylacteries. Have you ever seen pictures of? They were got a little box that they attached to their forehead, and that was they contained prayers. That essentially the idea behind that was that even when they weren't thinking about it, they were praying, and that was a reminder to pray. Binding on the hands and on the forehead was the commandment there. And then, of course, they also had to write the laws on the doorposts of their house. That was a very strange thing to do, wasn't it? Writing things on the doorposts. Some of us do write things and have little texts on our walls and things like that. But that was a way, too, of remembering things. And then, of course, when they entered the Promised Land, they had Mount Ebal and Mount Gerizim. I can't remember which way round they were. One of them they read out the curses, and one of them they read out the blessings, didn't they, when they entered the Promised Land. And so it's important that things are remembered and that we have things by which we remember them. Sometimes it's important. I don't do this, but I know Ruth does it, many of you do this. Take notes during the messages that we give on a Sunday. And I find that even if you never look at them again, very often by the fact of writing them down, it lodges something in your brain, doesn't it? Those of you that have studied for exams and qualifications will remember the same ideas. That is a way in which we remember. And so it is important to remember those things. We actually remember things by singing as well. The songs and the worship we do. So much easier to remember something when it's part of a song, isn't it, than when it's just kind of written down, doesn't rhyme. But the songs that we sing, the worship that we do are things that can get into our hearts and into our spirits. And I don't know about you, but I find myself very often during the day singing, even sometimes out loud, the songs and the worship that we experience, either when we worship on a Sunday or something that you've heard on your own CDs or whatever it is. And that's also a good way of reminding ourselves of the promises of God in songs. I remember taking part once in some tent meetings run by the Gypsy community, and many of those people were not able to read or write, but they certainly knew how to sing, and the words that they sung, they tended to be quite repetitive songs and things that they could remember, but they spoke of the goodness of God and gave them a way of remembering some of the things of God and the promises of God that they took on board at that time. So it is important, and God does intend us to remember certain things. God wants us to remember the significant things that he has done in our lives. It says in Psalm 105 and verse 5, it says, "Remember his marvelous works which he has done." We should remember the things that God has done for us, and we should remember the significant things that he's done for each of us in our lives, because there will inevitably be lean times, there'll be bad times, there'll be times when it is otherwise easy for us to forget the good things that God has done for us in the past. Very easy for us to do that. You remember the story of Joseph, how Joseph interpreted Pharaoh's dream, and he prophesied 7 years of plenty in the land of Egypt, and that was to be followed by 7 years of famine. And the Bible says 7 years of famine so severe that all the plenty will be forgotten. And so you can forget things unless you are constantly reminding yourselves of the good things of the past. And I feel that we are in a similar situation right now with this coronavirus epidemic, and especially with the lockdown that we've now entered into for the second time, the fact that we have limited contact with other people. Friends, this is like the best we can do. You can possibly meet with one other person outside your household. So things are very difficult for us. It's difficult for us as church and as churches to do any form of outreach. There are people, even among our own community, that have reduced personal circumstances, people struggling to make ends meet, people around that have mental problems or exacerbated mental problems because of their inability to have that contact and fellowship with people around about them. And so they are difficult times that we are currently living through. And when we think of these times and we compare or remember the times of the past, then it is important that we do that comparison, because, you know, I remember church as being a terrific place where we enjoyed great times of worship, amazing times when we spent hours praising God, when we saw souls being saved every Sunday, there were folks getting saved, when we were praying for people that were sick and they were getting healed, and they were wonderful times, and it's good for us to remember those times. And yet we recognize that there are seasons that we go through, and that way of remembering things of the past, I hope, will help us through the seasons of difficulty that we find ourselves in. This was also very true in Bible times. Gideon, when the angel met Gideon, and told him that he was a mighty man of valor and God was going to use him to defeat the Midianites, Gideon said to the angel, he said this, he said, "Where are all the miracles our fathers told us about? Great things that happened in the past, all those things, and we've talked about the annual events that commemorated them, all of those things that had happened in the past, Gideon had been told about, but he had not experienced them for himself in his own generation. They were going through a lean season, a difficult season, a season when Israel was being oppressed. And there is very much a parallel between that and the season that we are going through. If you read through the book of Psalms, many of the Psalms speak of that similar situation. And they're often the Psalms we avoid because we all, you know, we like the good ones, we like the happy ones, we like the ones where we rejoice. But there are many Psalms, I've written some of them down if you want to read them. Psalm 44, Psalm 74, Psalm 77. You know, if we had time, we could read some of those Psalms this morning, and we would discover that they are Psalms whereby the psalmist is crying out to God and saying, "Oh Lord, help us, please. You helped us in the past. We remember the things that you once did for us, and things are different now. Have you forgotten us? Come back, Lord, we pray, and help us in the situation that we find ourselves in." Very many of the Psalms have that theme. In fact, a lot of the Psalms written by Asaph in book 3, you know, Psalms is divided into 5 books. Many of them have that similar theme where he's calling out to God and saying, we remember what used to happen in time past, and we are calling upon you to restore us, to renew those times of blessing, and to see us through the situation that we find ourselves in. I think that is very relevant for the days that we are living through right now. Now, as well as things that we should remember, I also think there are things that we should endeavour to forget. And the two things I've put down here that we should forget, because they're not helpful to us. The first one is that we should forget the past difficulties and problems that we've had. We should forget the hurts. We should forget the grievances, the things that we hold against certain people that are historic, and people that have wronged us, people that have hurt us, things that have gone wrong in our lives. Those things are past. Those things we need to get over, friends. And we need to get over them for a good reason, because otherwise they stifle our faith in God. If we continually dragging them up and remembering all those bad things and the problems that we have once had, they are not going to help us in the way in which we are to move forward. And it's simply because I believe our best days are ahead of us. And that is really what we have to focus on, because we will get through whatever difficulties we face now, and we will come out into a glorious future. Joseph, once he was promoted to being second in charge in the land of Egypt, he said this. He said, "God has made me forget all my toil and my father's house." He said, I've had a very tough life, and he did have a tough life. He was sold to the Ishmaelites and then sold to Potiphar, and then he spent 13 years of his life in prison. And, you know, he had a lot of things that he could complain about. But when God brought him through that into that position of prominence, he said, "God has made me forget all my toil and my father's house, all my past life, because now he has brought me into something new and something wonderful." The Apostle Paul, writing to the Corinthian church, the Philippian church. He says this. He says, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. Friends, we've got to do that. We've not got to spend too much time moaning and complaining and looking at the circumstances we find ourselves in, because we need to look ahead to what we will yet do and what we will yet achieve. Hallelujah. Let's forget those things of the past which are not helpful to us. The other things of the past that we should forget are those unprofitable things of our old life that we once enjoyed. Some of the things that we used to do, probably some of the things that we used to do before we got saved, or even after we were saved, were not particularly helpful to us. They weren't helpful to our walk with God, and yet they may still have an attraction for us. Sin is attractive, isn't it? You know, there's things sometimes, I don't know whether you think like this, I can remember obtaining enjoyment from certain things, and yet they are things that we now need to forget because they are part of the old life. When the children of Israel were going through the desert and they were suffering deprivation, and things that it was hard going through the desert, and all they had was manna to eat, and it wasn't like the life they used to live. They hankered back to the time when they were actually slaves in Egypt, and they said this, Numbers 11, we remember the fish we ate freely in Egypt, the cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, the onions, and the garlic. But now our whole being is dried up, and there is nothing at all except this manna. God provided food for them, but they weren't particularly appreciative of it. And they hankered back for that old life that they once lived. They remembered all the wrong things about the past, and they failed to remember the good things that God had done in releasing them from the bondage that they were in, and how he had delivered them from Egypt and from that slavery, and they were in the process of being transferred to that new land. And then, of course, we know that once they were established in that land, that they eventually, over the course of time, again forgot God, went into idolatry, did all kinds of things, sinned even worse things than the nations that they dispossessed. And that for that reason, God allowed them to be taken into captivity, because they completely abandoned him. And that will be the outcome if we continue to remember the things and hanker after the things that we once did in our old lives. And the Bible is very clear to us, and this warning is given to us several times in the Bible. So let's beware. Paul writes, let him that thinks he stands take heed lest he falls. And then, thinking of the time in the wilderness, the writer to the Hebrews quotes from Psalm 95, where he says, today if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. And so we need to have regard to that, and so it is useful to try to remember certain things better than other things. Perhaps I could just put it that way. That's what we should do. So how are we to go about this? Just in conclusion, we are I believe we are to feed on the Word of God. You know, if we focus on God's Word, if we read good Christian literature if we watch good Christian videos or whatever it is, you know, those things will sustain and advance us. If we listen to good Christian music that will bless us and help us, then, you know, that will enable us to get through this tricky period that we are in. And many of us, I know all you NHS workers are probably working double shifts or whatever, but many of us actually have more free time now than once we did. And let's use that time to spend with the Lord. Let's endeavour to read more of his word, to spend more time seeking him and to understand more of his greatness and his goodness. And we can do that. I think one of the amazing things about the persecuted church in many nations of the world is that they can grow in faith despite the absence of fellowship. That's simply because they use the time they have, maybe in prison or whatever, to develop their relationship with the Lord and to move on in him. And we can do that as well. And then, of course, we just should develop the habit of remembering God at every opportunity. Going on your daily exercise walk, which is something that we are allowed to do still, can be a time when we do that. We've got mostly houses around where we live, but we go down this little lane and there's some woods and some trees and things, and just to look at a tree or to look at a clump of grass or something like that should remind us of what a wonderful God we have as our creator and our sustainer. And it's good to develop those habits that remind us of how the Lord is in control and in charge of our lives, and that we can thank him in every remembrance. Psalm 97 says, "Give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name." And so we can remember him in all those little things, saying grace at meals and all that kind of stuff. They are useful things that cause us to focus upon the Lord as we remember the work that he has done. So there are reasons, there are good reasons why we should remember the Lord. I've listed one or two of them here. We're to remember the Lord so we do not fall away in disobedience, as the children of Israel did, that we learn from those experiences. We should remember the good choices that we have made in our lives based on our own experience of what went right or wrong. Yeah, I mean, when you bake a cake and it turns out all right, you remember the recipe. When it's all hard and lumpy, you say, well, we won't do it that way again. You know, let's remember from the good experiences that we have in our own lives, and let's learn from them. Experiences influence and they shape our attitudes. Sometimes there are good things that we can take from other nations and other cultures, the way they do things. And if we've had exposure to that, that can help us as well. And, you know, I think just remembering things, remembering people's names, remembering people's the places we've been, all those kind of things can be helpful as we seek to walk with the Lord. And that helps us also, I think, to pray for other people. I've got a list of names I try and remember to pray for each day. And I think it's good that we should do that. Some people use prayer diaries. Sometimes different Christian charities have prayer diaries. If it's, you know, there's one on my desk here. Open Doors prayer diary for the month of November. And, you know, we can use these ways of remembering, and that should help us in our prayers and in what we do. One other important thing that's important for us to remember. Many people, and this may have happened to you in time past, you've received words of prophecy over your lives, or God has maybe spoken to you in particular ways, and you felt, that's for me. that, you know, you really felt God spoke to you, either through somebody else or just through some other circumstance, and yet you have not seen the fulfillment of that. And I think it is really important that we remember what was said. If we believe it was from God, let's hold on to it, let's remember it, because as we remind the Lord of it, then that will cause it to come to pass. Remembering those promises of God, remembering the vows we've made, and all of those things. And also important reason why we should remember things is so that we can help others, so that we can teach others. Again in Psalms, the psalmist says that the generation to come may set their hope in God and not forget the works of God. So we have a responsibility to pass on what we have remembered to those around about us. And then, of course, encouragement in the face of trials, which is really what we've been talking about, and the reason I felt I should give this little message today, that we should encourage ourselves as we remember what the Lord has done in time past. Remember the Lord, great and awesome, said Nehemiah. And then Jonah said, when my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord. And, you know, there are times when we can be even in despair. I know there's sort of general difficulty and things like that. But there's, you know, do you ever get those days when you think, oh, everything's going wrong, and, you know, why, you know, when are we going to get out of this, and what's going to be the resolution to this problem? Then it is so important that we remember the Lord, and we remember those things that he's done. Those things he's done for us, those blessings he's given us personally, those healings, those miracles of provision that many of us have seen, those are things that we should remember as we recognise God's goodness and we believe that he will continue to bless us. See, friends, we build on the past, and whatever however the past has treated us in our lives, whether it's been good or bad, we can't change that. And this is why we mentioned that scripture, didn't we? Forgetting the past, we move on and we learn from the past that we might have a better future. And so, friends, let's not be discouraged. Let's be excited. And it is so easy to be discouraged, isn't it? But I think we should have excitement about things that will yet take place. We're going to come through this coronavirus epidemic. We're going to come out the other side. Things are going to be different. I don't know how it's going to be different. Nobody seems to know how different it's going to be. But friends, that's part of the excitement. It's exciting. God's at work through it, and God will bring to pass things through it that will be amazing and exciting. And even those things, those good things which we've talked about remembering, will be put in the shade by the greater good things that I believe the Lord will yet do through us. So don't just hang in there, but push forward and move forward and believe God. And as we remember what he has done, he will do greater things in time to come. Amen. Hallelujah.